Safe Harbour, written by Patricia Ford, illustrated by Brona Lee, and read by Jordan Jones. Our home was a ship, and we were the crew. Mum and Dad were our captains. Granny and Grandad, the first mates. Beside them were Aunt Eileen and Uncle Bob, and their crew, the cousins, Kate and Dan, who I think might be pirates.
Arrgh.
They look like pirates. And then there was me, and my sister Lucy. Together we sailed our ship, through good days and bad. Until one day something terrible happened. Her dad died. The grown-up said that he died by suicide. But we didn't know what that meant. Was suicide a monster? Or terrible weather? So I asked Mum, and she said that she didn't have all the answers. That no one really did. But for Dad, it seems that huge waves of sad thoughts got stuck in his head. Stuck like barnacles to rocks. Everything felt muddled and tangled and knotted up inside. Poor Dad couldn't find a way through. All of that made him feel like he couldn't live anymore. And Mum said that suicide means that he stopped his own body from working. He stopped his own heart from beating. He stopped his mind from thinking. And he can never be alive again. Now he won't be here for my birthday. He won't be here when we go on holiday to Granny's house. Or splashing puddles on a rainy day. That made me sad. And lonely and angry. As angry as a gale force wind. As angry as a thundering tide. As angry as a winter sky. Questions pounded like waves. Why? Why did he leave us? Maybe it was my fault. Maybe Dad isn't here anymore because I don't always do what I'm told and I never tidy my room. Dad used to say it looked like the beach after a stormy night. But Gran said no. Gran said it was no one's fault. Dad was confused. The fog got in his head. He didn't ask for help or send an SOS. He didn't know that there were people there all the time, ready to help him. Ready to launch the lifeboat to bring him to safety. And Granda said that Mum was her captain now, and she would do her best to steer the boat and bring us to a safe harbour. And Mum said that even though Dad's body didn't work anymore, his love stayed with us. His old self was there in the photographs and in the home videos. He's there when we kick a ball or fly a kite or say his name in the quiet of the night. Dad's love will always be a part of us. It will be part of us on sad days when the sea is rough and the clouds are grey and our hearts feel heavy. She said that we'll think of him on happy days too, when we can smile and have a good time, and at those times, when we need to take a breath. And Mum was right. I can feel him in my heart and in my mind. When we fly on our bikes and we shout at the sky, "We love you, Dad!" And deep inside, I know he loves us too. And though we cry and hurt and wish it hadn't happened, we'll keep on going. Some days travelling through quiet seas and sometimes through stormy weather. Sailing in her ship with Mum at the helm and her crew all around, sailing towards a safe harbour.